You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and verse 9. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you look at that verse 8, he said that is the word of faith which we preach. What we preach is the word of faith. It's not ordinary words. It's the word of faith. It looks like it is ordinary words, but it is not ordinary word. It is the word of faith. It means that it is spoken in faith and it must also be believed in faith. It is the word that goes not simply to affect your ears. As I'm speaking now, you are hearing me. But if it is indeed the word of faith, it will affect your heart. It will touch something in your heart. It will cause faith to rise in your heart. He said that if you believe and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Note that there is a component of believing unto salvation. It is not just merely confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus, but it is believing in your heart. The word of faith, the word of salvation, is not merely the verbalization of words. It is actually the expression of faith that is already in the heart. So if there is no faith in your heart, confession is useless. Without faith, confession of the Lord Jesus is useless. It means that you are just speaking empty words. It's just the muzzle of your mouth that is talking. It has not spring forth from your soul. It has not come out of your spirit. But sincerely, if you believe in the Lord Jesus in your heart and that God had raised him from the dead, God had brought about the power of resurrection that delivers us from sin. He says, you will be saved. Now, I want you to note this and pay attention to it. He said, you will be saved. When you believe, the result is salvation. What is salvation? What does it mean to be saved? You cannot be saved until you are saved from something. Many times when people read a passage like this that says, you will be saved, in their thinking, what they are thinking is that, oh, once I believe in the Lord Jesus and confess him, I am saved. And that saved to them simply means that, oh, there is now a covering over my head. You must understand salvation. The Bible says you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. To be saved, when you believe, what he does is that he delivers you from sin. He delivers you from the power of darkness. So you must understand that word saved. When he says you will be saved, he says you will be saved. You must ask from what? How? What does it mean that I am saved? It means that we will be saved from sin. You will be saved from the power of darkness. You will be saved from the flesh. That is what has held men in captivity. Did you know that when you say, I'm not going to do this thing again, and you go back to it? Why? Why do you keep going back? That's the flesh. That's the sinful nature. The sinful nature is stronger than your will. So even knowing the right thing, you does not mean you will do the right thing. And does not mean that you have become a right person. It is when you believe in the Lord Jesus that you are made right. So every time you hear about salvation, always connect it
with the fact that you have been saved from sin. You have been saved from the power of darkness. It's because people don't understand this salvation of what it means to be saved that they continue to be afraid of Satan even after they lay claim to have been saved. That they are afraid of witches. That it is a shame for a Christian to be afraid of the kingdom of darkness. How can you be in the kingdom of God and then you are afraid of the kingdom of darkness? How can you be under the protective arm of the army of the United States and then you are afraid of the army of a lesser known country that cannot even reach where you are? We belong to the kingdom. We belong to God. So brethren, our believing is what it produces. It's not a just mere common thing. It's a great deliverance from sin and the power of Satan. We have been restored back to have a relationship with our Father in heaven. That is salvation. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address where you can find details about the ministry is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.